I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. I know somebody
and they cry for you. Coming up in a half hour, we'll get to Web Gems. Feel like we predicted this last week and it's already come to fruition. It felt like one of those moments where my phone was listening and then I got Target advertising. So we'll get to that at 11:45.
It's always listening.
We'll get to that at 11:45. Plus in the noon hour, we'll get back into the Blazers sale as we'll come full circle. See where we're feeling after 24 hours. Your comments are very much welcome on the fan text line, the YouTube chat, 503-864-6326. We're also taking submissions for Uncomfortable Word of the Day that we will do at this time in 24 hours. But right now, let's kick off Tears Day. This is a cool one here. Decided to talk sports bucket lists. I'm curious, I asked the question, what about events you've been to? So you put yours in the S tier?
Yes.
Did you do the same, Danny?
Yes. Yes.
Do you want to just go through those now?
No, this is the stuff at the bottom.
Let's get there? Okay.
Yeah, we go bottoms up.
I will start from the bottom. Mine is fairly simple. It's either stuff I don't care about or don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Indy 500, I'm not a race car guy. These are more of like, I'm just not interested in these. Like, I don't hate any of these events. I mean, live high leverage sports is fascinating no matter what it is. When somebody's like, you're going to have to watch more NFL. It's like, dude, if it's a big game, like I'm watching every big game of every sport. So my D list is the Indy 500, Michigan, Ohio State.
Whoa.
Well, I just really don't like either of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Dude, I'm born and raised in the Pac-10. I'm not a part of the Big Ten.
Yeah, I know. It's just okay. Some of it is just the spectacle. Yeah.
I understand the spectacle, but I'm going to stand there and like just be like, feel gross.
Okay.
I did that at an Oregon UW game, and I was like, man, this just feels gross. It was electric. Troy Dye, you know, scored the touchdown in overtime. Mm-hmm. It was a great game. The crowd, the environment was insane, but the entire time it felt really awkward.
I will say, there are some that aren't on the list. Like, you know, people have already texted in with some of them, and I'm just like, you know, somebody going to a Vikings game and it being your home team, the skull chant. Like,
totally.
I went higher level in the sense of, like, around the country and around the world. It's so like, there's a couple college football ones on here. There's a couple college basketball ones on here, but I just grabbed the kind of the tippy top ones. I think there's 38 total. This is probably the only list that I will do where the bottom of the list is the smallest. And as you work up, it gets larger.
Oh, that's funny. Next on this list, I have boxing and UFC. I'm not a fighter.
Okay.
Not my stuff. Just not my thing.
No way.
Yeah, not my thing. Not at all. Very much a pacifist over here. Not interested in people beating the living hell out of each other.
Oh, see, I think I put one of those in my S tier that I misunderstood.
Mm. Oh, did you think it was WrestleMania?
I thought it was WrestleMania.
I did too. I was going to add that to my S tier.
Yes.
We can call that wrestling.
Yeah, if you want to count that as WrestleMania, right, it's fine.
I saw the belt. And
no, it's
plus,
fine.
These images are a little small for me. I'm almost 50 years old, and I can't see for S.
I tried to make them as visible as possible. Yeah. But
Also on here, I have the Daytona 500. Again, racing. I'm sure the spectacle is great. I love that people can bring in barbecues and do ribs and bring in your own beer, which is rad.
Bring your RV onto the track.
But just not my scene. And my last one is the Frozen Four, simply because as much as I like hockey, I don't know squadouche about college hockey.
Okay, so when we get to that one, for at least for me, I'll talk about why it is where it is. For me, my D tier, Tour de France, Wimbledon, and the Australian Open. I don't care about tennis, and I'm not going to stand in a corner and watch somebody ride a bike by and then be like, okay, let me go hike up this mountain. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'll watch it. Look, I don't even say
that. That's our big difference. One of those I got real high.
Yeah, tennis, it's not for me.
Sure.
Like, we talked about this yesterday with paddles. Paddles, rackets, just not my...
Danny doesn't like pickleball, but loves tennis, dude. Yeah. That's worse than me hating pickles, but pickled cucumbers I love.
Yeah, no. they're just not... It's not my thing. I don't hate it. Like, look, will I... If you know, Sampras, Agassi, Federer, Djokovic, Serena, are they in a final? I'll flip it on.
Yeah.
I'll flip it on. Cool. When Isner went, you know, 8 hours at Wimbledon.
Yeah.
Sure.
I had to take an overnight break.
Yeah. Like, okay, you've piqued my interest. Like, but otherwise, if you're talking like, okay, you get to pick like 10 of these to go do, these would be the easiest cuts right out of the gate.
Mm.
What do you got, Rusty?
My D tier is basically the
I don't care.
Yeah.
Tier. Yeah. So boxing, sorry to disappoint both of you, but the EPO, whatever, you know.
Champions League?
Yes.
I
don't care.
Best theme.
Get right the hell out.
Best theme
song. Frozen Four, great. I realize it's big, especially up in the upper Midwest. Fantastic.
You were just
there.
I don't
care.
The Youper Midwest. The Youper Midwest.
Yeah, don't you know? let me squeeze right past you here for that cider ranch. Tour de France. I don't care.
And they're gone.
Yeah. World Cup. And then what was that other trophy you showed me, Danny? The blue one.
That was the Champions League.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Again, don't care.
That I am offended, but that's okay.
Yeah.
We'll let this slide.
I'm offensive.
My C tier was like my don't care. My D is just like, I have no interest. My C is, I don't know how to get around it.
Mm.
I just have one in here. It's the Ryder Cup. And the reason I have the Ryder Cup in here is because the courses are different every year, so I'm not, like, familiar with where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'll see, I have the Masters pretty high without too much spoilage, but I know that course. I have watched that course on television for decades, you know. I know what the turn looks like. I know what Amen Corner looks like. I know what the par fives look like. You know, I know what the clubhouse looks like, et cetera, et cetera. And so that was why the Ryder Cup for me was down low, and that was kind of just it.
My C tier, Yankees, Red Sox. I do not care about either of those teams.
It's your Michigan, Ohio State.
Yeah, I just do not. Again, but it's not D because I recognize what it is. You know, I went to old Yankee Stadium. Like, it was cool.
You're saying I'm trashing Michigan, Ohio State.
Yeah, just a little bit. then this is where I'm going to upset some people. The Kentucky Derby.
I had mine in the D.
If I
didn't mention that, I had mine in the D.
So... I've been around horse racing. I've been to Saratoga Springs. Like, I've done that whole thing, and it's over so quickly. Like, everybody's like, "Well, it's not about the race. It's about everything around it." It's like, cool. That kind of stuff I don't typically care about. It's not really my jam.
Yeah, the animal thing is not my jam. You know.
Yeah. Again, I'm not like anti. Oh my god, you're beating these like
I don't really want to see bullfighting or running with the bulls. I have no desire for either of those.
You know what? It didn't make the list. Running with the bulls was on this, and I apparently didn't add it. It's my mistake.
Well, mine would be in the D.
That would be my D tier too.
It would have been much higher.
It's
for
just
me.
animals for me. Really, I just worry about
that. That's terribly surprising, Danny.
I know.
And another terribly surprising thing, I worry
to see humans get gored by a 4,000-pound animal.
To be honest, I want to do it.
In another very surprising thing, I'm afraid of the treatment of the animals in said sports. Mm.
Also, my C tier, Ryder Cup and US Open.
Yeah.
Just Nah. I mean, again, if you were, honestly, Tour de France is probably the only one on here that I'm just like, I don't want to go. The rest of these, I would, if you, like, you gave me tickets, I'm like, cool. But as far as like in order of importance.
That's kind of how I did mine and throughout these tiers.
That's my B tier is, oh, you want to go? Yeah, I'm down. Yeah.
Like, so, Tour de France is really the only one on here. I'm just like, I don't really even like France that much.
Is your C done? Are we ready to go to my C tier?
Fine.
I didn't know.
It's again.
He was asking nicely, Dan.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's because your D was so small.
My C.
And I'm in trouble.
Huh? My C tier.
And I'm the one that's in trouble.
My C tier is the ones where, like, if I were there and in the area and somebody said, hey, do you want to go? I'd be like, yeah, sure, let's go.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. Indy 500, Daytona 500, Kentucky Derby, and this is where I might really piss some people off, is the big game, Ohio State, Michigan, and Alabama, Georgia.
Wow. Yeah.
Like, if I was there and somebody said, hey, you want to go? I'd be like, absolutely, let's go.
Oof. Those okay. I don't want to get away with it. All right, what do you got in your B tier?
B tier, we'll do real quick since we're up against the clock. These are things that I would probably never say no to, but am not yearning to go to.
Okay.
I have Barca Real in here.
Yep.
I think it would be an amazing atmosphere.
El Clasico.
I hate both teams, but in a different way than Ohio State, Michigan.
Okay.
The Natty is the same way. I would never say no to going to a Natty. I think it's because, Danny, I don't have a player in the game.
Okay.
You know? So it's still just going to a big game. I have the Super Bowl here as well. I do not have an NFL team. So I'm never saying no to going to this, but I don't have a team. So I won't have a rooting interest, but I'm down for the spectacle. Red Sox, Yankees, I love baseball, so the answer is yes. I have the Tour de France here because I love the country of France, and I would like to go to some of the hills and the mountains in France.
Well, let's face it.
And some of those cool towns.
You just like the French breakfast.
Yeah.
Damn right. Lambeau Field, again, not a fan, but pretty historic.
Mm.
I would like to see the small city of Green Bay. The NBA Finals, as much as I would like to do it locally, I don't think I would turn down tickets. I'm the same with Bama, Georgia. And I think the Olympics would be a lot of fun, but I have no desire to, like, seek it out. But if it was like, yo, dude, you trying to hit the Olympics? I'd be like, hell yeah, brother, let's go.
Oh, boy. I don't want to give it away, but in 2028, you might be doing a show for a week by yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Look, if two Blazers make that basketball team, guess who's not going to be here? I already have reservations in L.A.
Well, you'll be doing shows remotely.
Yeah. It'll just be you down there. Rusty and I'll take the day off.
Yeah, no. I'll be doing coverage. My B tier is both the races, Daytona 500, Indy 500. I grew up around cars.
Like it.
Yeah, it's like definitely is like, okay, that'd be cool. Rose Bowl, I've been to. It's the only one I've been to where I'm just like, it's fine. It's fine. I just, that building is just, the pageantry and stuff, like, that's the reason why it gets higher.
Right.
But otherwise, I don't care for that particular part of town, or it's not like a bad part. Like
the color scheme.
Like Pasadena is just Pasadena. It's like, it's whatever. And then the Frozen Four, obviously higher for me. I was stationed in Grand Forks, North Dakota, where University of North Dakota is. University of North Dakota is one of the preeminent hockey programs in the entire country. If you go back and you watch or look at the roster for the team that was there when I was there, there were 7 NHL players on that roster. It was loaded. TJ Oshie, St. Louis Blues stud, was on that team. So I got indoctrinated into that. And obviously in North Dakota, you have University of Minnesota there as well as their rivals. So I got to see some really, really, really high leverage, very good college hockey. So that's and Ralph Engelstad Arena might be the nicest hockey arena in it's up there. It beats most NHL arenas.
Cool.
It's crazy. So that's then the El Clasico. So Real Barca.
Basically, my A and B tiers are both pretty much something where if somebody said, hey, let's go on a trip, I got you covered, and let's go catch this, I'd go do it. And I can't really explain the differentiation between the two tiers. But my B tier, Wimbledon. Somebody came and said, hey, I got you. Let's go to England and let's go catch this. Absolutely. Same with the Stanley Cup final, the Olympics. And then I also put in there Duke and UNC.
Ooh. Okay.
All right. That's DCB.
All right.
We come back. We'll do some more.
There you
sound
go.
Okay? And I'll read some texts on the fan text line, 503-864-6326. But first, there's the big kahuna. He Got Sports.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I hear that. We got Web Gems coming up here in 15 minutes. Also, we'll have Adam Gold on to chat about our new Blazer Overlord. I know I keep teasing this, but stick around with us till the noon hour. We'll chat a little more Blazers on that. Dude, we're going to have to get to this tomorrow, but the AP just put out their all-time All-American poll, All-American team.
Bet you there's some bangers on there.
The QB is going to rile an S ton of people up. Like, people are going to lose their minds when they see this. Mm. Are you pulling it up right now?
I'm trying. I'm looking.
It's on ESPN.
Is it?
We'll get to this tomorrow. I don't have an issue with it, but I think some people are going to have an issue with it. Sticking with Tears Day here, we're chatting about our bucket list sporting events, and we've reached the A tier. Now, the A tier for me are things that, I want to go to, and I would seek out and be happy with. My S tier is pretty big because there's a lot of stuff that I like really, really want to go to up there. And these are ones that I know that would absolutely have a great time. I got the Stanley Cup final on here, especially if I could see someone lift the Larry O'Brien. Not the Larry O'Brien, the Stanley Cup. I don't know why I said that. Next is...
Whoopsie poops.
next is... I got Duke UNC, and I think I want to see it at Cameron Indoor. Yeah, I think I want to go to Cameron Indoor to see that. And then next on here, I have Wimbledon. Similar to the French Open, I like the city of London, or the city of Wimbledon and the country of England, so I think that would be fine. My A-list is small. That's my A-list, because my S is pretty big.
My A-list, we've talked about this before, Masters. Sure, I want to go, and it's worked its way up. It would have been probably C or D before I started golfing. It's worked its way up the list.
Whoa!
I just didn't have any interest in golf. I just didn't.
Like, this is the guy who golfs four times a week.
Yeah, exactly. Now I care. And, you know, don't be wrong, when I was younger, I watched Tiger. Like, Tiger, I watched every single, it was funny, I was golfing, was the last week before, kid was a stick, he was 21, and somehow Tiger came up, and he was like, yeah, I know, I watched some YouTube of Tiger. I'm like, oh, God, I just realized you weren't alive when, like, peak Tiger was Tigering.
Oh, yeah, you just saw, what, like, 2019, this old man hobble out of Masters?
Yeah.
Like, what a nice guy for that guy.
I'm like, have you gone back? He's like, oh, yeah, no, I went back and watched, like, 2001, 99. I was like, yeah,
win one for the old guys.
I'm like, dude, my high school history teacher, like, would throw tournaments on during class.
Yeah.
Which, again, shout out my teacher. A tier, Duke, North Carolina. This is, like, the kind of appointment viewing stuff for me. Ohio State, Michigan, Super Bowl. And somebody texted in the commercialization of it. It would go up into the S tier if the Raiders are playing.
Right.
Otherwise, it's A tier. Like, it would be like, oh, let's go do this once kind of a deal. Alabama, Georgia, A tier. I would want to go to Georgia between the hedges. Like, I could make a tiers.
I think I'm with you on that. I think, yeah, I would rather go to the hedges.
I can make a tiers just on college football places. Like, Death Valley would definitely be up there.
Death Valley, yeah.
And just like kind of going down that list, like, you know, Virginia Tech and them coming out to Inter Sandman, like
Ole Miss on game day.
There you go.
Like, it was great.
I mean, I'm not a duck, awesome. Not a duck guy. Autzen, Autzen rules, dude.
Autzen was great. Autzen the time rules. I was at Autzen, Autzen's awesome.
Lambo's on here. Just like, it's one of the
that's
few
environment,
like,
man.
It's one of the few, like, I don't care about Fenway. I don't care about Yankee Stadium. Wrigley was cool. I mean, even as a Cardinals fan, Wrigley's cool. And then where we disagree, this is where I have the fights. UFC title event, boxing title event. Like, if you're giving me Deontay Wilder in a title fight, or Tyson Fury in a title fight, or Anderson Silva in his prime in a title fight,
care.
Oh, see, I'm down for that. I 100%. I love combat sports, and there's something about being in the room and hearing the sound and it just getting feral that I absolutely love. Absolutely love it. You know, much like a Creed concert, a lot of high tea.
Yeah, you showed me that. Remember you showed me that video of that Polynesian dude hitting that Mexican guy?
Cracking that
dude,
Mexican
that,
dude.
I can still hear that, and that makes me very uncomfortable.
Oh, now watch this drive.
Yeah, that's basically what it sounded like. He teed off on that dude's head. It sounds like somebody's splitting a quart of wood. It's insane.
Jeffrey?
My A tier. Army Navy. So this is kind of the tier where if I had some money and I could go do it, like, you know, comfortably.
You said it was the A tier as the Danny and Dusty banner from Army Navy hangs yes, right in front of me.
Right, exactly. So this would be the one where if I had some money and I could comfortably do it, I would. And I'm not talking like rich money, but just, you know.
It's an event that you don't have. It doesn't cost a ton of money to go to.
Right.
It's a super dope event that is not priced out.
So I've gotten there. I've got Army Navy. I got Yankees Red Sox, hopefully at Fenway, because let's face it, Yankee Stadium, not the same.
True.
I
mean, I'm getting
I guess. Well, look, and I have to say that with a caveat. I've not been to either. So, but the lore and whatnot does not seem to be the same since it's a new stadium.
I'll tell you this: Fenway feels old. It feels ancient.
Right? I got a buddy who lives back there, goes to games all the time. He's like, this place is a dump.
It is.
No, exactly. Yeah, and most of the people there probably say that too. The U.S. Open. It might depend on which course it's at. You know, on said year. Super Bowl, that's on the A tier because you're gonna have to spend some money to get there, and it's all gonna be very
commercial.
All gonna feel very corporate and commercial, and not a ton of fans. NBA Finals, kind of for the same reason. World Series, kind of for the same reason. But then Lambeau Field, I think that would be that's the one where it's not my top tier, but if I had some money,
Packers playing any NFC North opponent,
great. Packers, Bears,
absolutely, yeah.
All right, we'll move into the S tier. This is pretty fun stuff for me. I have World Cup. I've been to a World Series. It's absolutely phenomenal. I would 100% go back. I have the Masters in here. I have the Final Four. I love college basketball. I would die to be able to see the Final Four and the National Championship game in the same weekend. I have Army Navy in this. As you know, as Danny keeps attesting to me, it's like one of the greatest things ever. I have WrestleMania. If I could, I would love to go to a WrestleMania, but I need pretty good seats at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So this might actually bump it to the A tier.
Yeah.
I should probably think about that because
it can't be in Detroit where you're sitting in an 80,000 person stadium, like in the top tier, and you have to use binoculars to watch the ring.
Or I'm like next to the ramp that people walk down but can't see the ring.
Right.
I have a Champions League on here for sure. You know, a Wednesday night at Anfield against Real Madrid would be really fun. I lick my chops on that. I also, a couple big ones for me too are the Rose Bowl. The Rose Bowl for me, because when I was a kid, the goal was always to
get to the Rose Bowl,
was to leave Martin Stadium in Pullman, Washington after beating the Huskies with a rose in your teeth, knowing you're going to the Rose Bowl.
The granddaddy of them all.
Then they had the Pac-12 championship, which kind of ruined that home field, kind of walk out of your own stadium with the rose, but you could still do it. Now that's kind of gone. So I don't know, you know, but if Oregon played Penn State this year in a playoff, I would count that as a Rose Bowl.
Sure.
So I still have a lot of the Dern Sprague. We're talking about facts versus feelings. That feeling will always be there for me with the Rose Bowl. And the last one for me, honestly, that was that got shoehorned in late is the Australian Open. As a longtime bartender, as a longtime service industry guy, like getting off work at midnight and having live high-end sports is awesome. And for that, I will always love and thank the Australian Open. And I really, really want to go to Melbourne and see some stuff under the lights.
So I don't think I could go on. I cannot get on a plane for that long.
It's a 16-hour flight.
I think you just have to be there for like 10 days. Yeah. You can't just be there for like 3 days. No, you got to make it worth it.
Like for me on a plane flight, I max out at about like, yeah, like 3 hours or so, 3 to 4 hours.
Somebody just texted in, Waste Management Open would be fun. I almost put it on the list because
That'd be good.
Because if I did, it would be in my S tier.
That'd be good.
Yeah, I didn't think about that one. Yeah. That's a goodie.
For me, my S tier is the biggest, which does not happen with these almost ever. For me, Olympics is one of like the number one because
USA.
Yeah, I mean it's the pride element certainly plays a part in it. You quite literally have the best of the best at whatever they do. Like you want to go do some biathlon? Cool, let's go do that. And I'm putting both winter and summer. Like I would do both.
See, I would have had Olympics a bit higher, like even in my A tier, if it weren't just for the logistics nightmare.
Well, see, here's the thing. Like there's two parts for me. Like if it's the Summer Olympics and I'm going and I'm covering it. Oh, hell yes, because I'm going to have the pass. I'm going to be able to go into Olympic Village and go, you know, to the events and cover it in a certain capacity. But even as a fan, like, I love track and field, like, Olympics. Mm-hmm. Honestly, you can talk me into damn near any event during the Summer or Winter Olympics, and I'm in. Final Four, I've been to it. It's awesome. Oh, it's just, it's so unreal. Absolutely love everything about it. Army-Navy, yes, absolutely. Last year was incredibly special, not only because we got to go, but because I got to go to Arlington National Cemetery because it was in D.C. I hadn't been back to D.C. since I had been out of the Air Force. It had been a long time. So it was just cool just to kind of go. Because every time I had ever been there, I never got to do the touristy things because I was working all the time. So that was really cool. It's in Baltimore this year. Hopefully we'll be lucky enough to go to that again this year. College Football Championship. World Series. I've been to a World Series. Would go back. Stanley Cup. This is like the championship tier, basically, for me.
Yeah.
Stanley Cup Finals. Absolutely. NBA Finals. Absolutely. It goes into S++ if I'm covering the NBA Finals.
Right. I would have put NBA Finals in the S tier if, like,
a local NBA Finals? Yeah. Get out of here. Get out of here.
FIFA World Cup
with the Lambo trophy in that. I mean the Larry O'Brien trophy in that.
World Cup. I mean, I remember watching the Brazil World Cup with my dad, and he cares not one bit about soccer, and watching USA versus Belgium and Tim Howard standing on his head, and he
it's
was
one
like
of the greatest games of all time.
He was just like, okay, I get it. This is pretty cool.
I'm gonna go to a Seattle and maybe a Vancouver game.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then Champions League, like just especially if you like Champions League like Wembley, where it's like 100,000 people.
Yeah.
Like that's one of those events where I'd be like, yeah, okay, this is pretty cool.
All right. I know we're up against it here, so I will go quickly. Final Four, National Championship game, BCS would be great. I was in Arizona for the Ducks versus Auburn. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I just didn't get the correct press pass.
Oh, that's right.
So I spent the game in the media hospitality suite with all the volunteers there and had and that didn't suck. There was plenty of beer and Tostitos, chips and dips.
Worst places to be.
That's all I want.
Exactly. Final Four, National Championship game. Ryder Cup, I feel like, would just be an absolute blast. The Masters, not necessarily for the pimento cheese, but I would try the egg salad for like $2. And then the two that I have been to, the one that I thought apparently was the UFC picture, but I thought it was WrestleMania. I went to WrestleMania, I think it was 19, at Safeco. Yes, where the ring was in center field. Our seats were right at about at the pitcher's mound. That was a blast.
What's the main event?
I forget. That was a long, that was like 20 some years.
I'll look it up in the break.
Yeah, my brain's all clogged with malted hops and bong resin. and then the other one that I've also been to is the Rose Bowl. And I will tell you this, I was also there as a media member. I sat in the press box next to Big Soup Jason Sukhanik. And I will tell you what, in a game like that, there is nobody better to sit next to and pick their brain during a very important college football game than that guy.
Yeah,
that was an experience I will never forget.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.